Tonight we're reading from John chapter 18, starting at verse 12. Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it would be good if one man died for the people. Simon Peter and the other disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard, but Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. "You are not one of the disciples, are you?" the girl at the door asked Peter. He replied, "I am not." It was cold, and the servants of the officials stood around the fire they had made to keep warm. Peter also was standing with them, warming himself. Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus and his disciples and his teaching. "I have spoken openly to the world," Jesus replied. "I have taught in synagogues or at the temple where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said." When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby struck him in the face. "Is this the way you answer the high priest?" he demanded. "If I said something wrong," Jesus replied, testify as to what is wrong. "But if I spoke the truth, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him, still bound, to Caiaphas the priest. As Simon Peter stood warming himself, he was asked, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it, saying, "I am not." One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?" Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, a cock began to crow. Shall we pray? Father, I ask that as I speak, you would be speaking through me. That you would speak to each one of us through your Holy Spirit about what we can learn from Peter's life. In Jesus' name, amen. So what we read tonight appears to be rather glum. Along with John and James, Peter was one of Jesus' closest friends. Picture the scene. Jesus is arrested, and in his hour of greatest need, Peter denies him, not once, not twice, but three times. Jesus made great promises over Peter's life, and at this moment he just seems to be betraying his friend. So what can we learn from this? That Jesus makes great promises over our lives, but we cannot fill our calling without being filled with the Holy Spirit. So tonight we're going to look at three steps of Peter's life that can apply to us. Firstly, Jesus sees and calls us. If we lean on ourselves, we fail, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit to fulfill our calling. So, firstly, Jesus sees us and calls us. Now, Peter was a fisherman, and when he first saw Jesus, he left his nets to follow him. And I think that this always has to be the first step with our relationship with Jesus, is giving up our own agenda, our own career, our own lives to follow him. Peter was originally called Simon. However, later in his life, Jesus renamed Simon when he said, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Should we just read that out together? You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. These are quite big words, aren't they? It doesn't look much like the Peter who denied Jesus in our reading. The name Peter means rock, and this was the essence of how Jesus saw Peter, as a rock, the rock for the church. And Jesus had called Peter to lead his church. Jesus wants to show each one of us how he sees us. And most fundamentally, that's as sons of God, but also how he sees us in terms of our identity, like Peter was the rock. And like with Peter, Jesus has an amazing plan for each one of you. And I just want to encourage you guys that the enemy wants to tell you guys that your lives aren't that important, or that you're just going through the motions. But actually, Jesus has an amazing plan for every single one of us. Jesus has called you to do something vitally important in his kingdom. So for me, my name means go for it. And this is how I believe Jesus sees me, as somebody who goes for following him. And personally, I know that Jesus has called me to share the gospel. I believe that Jesus might speak to some of you for the first time tonight, possibly, about the plan that he has for you and how he sees you. So, that's our first point. Jesus sees us and calls us. Secondly, if we lean on ourselves, we fail. Before Peter denied Jesus, he said, "Though they all fall away, I will never fall away." There's an air of self-confidence in what Peter's saying. Though they all fall away, I'll stick it out for you, Jesus. I'm better than them. Peter's leaning on his own strength to follow Jesus. He's confident that he'll do a better job than the others, that he's got the ability to follow him. However, when we look at our passage today, the servant girl asked him, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" He replied, "I am not." It was cold, and the servants and officials stood round the fire they had made to keep warm. Jesus was also standing with them, warming himself. When push came to shove, Peter failed emphatically. Leaning on his own strength, warming himself by the fire was far more appealing than following Jesus to the cross. Should we just go into small groups for a minute and ask the question, why do you think it is that Peter and we sometimes lean on our own strength rather than on God? So if you want to go into groups of two or three. Cool. So if we want to draw our conversations to a close. Does anyone have any thoughts about why it is that we can sometimes lean on our own strength?
We just, as Trevor said, Issa, we don't like thinking that we're wrong, and then we're also really selfish. You know, at specific times, only think of ourselves and not the consequences of other people that will impact.
Sometimes when you've got yourself into a mess, you kind of take ownership of that. It's like those rogue traders, they kind of think, oh, one more trade and I'll be able to get myself out of this debt. And you kind of feel that it's almost stubbornness. You feel sort of attached to that failure. And yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You can think you've failed too many times and just think, well, I'll just take over now. Any other thoughts? Great. So, Personally, I can think of many times when I've not followed something that Jesus has called me to do. Whether it be I felt a nudge to share a word of encouragement and I haven't done it, or I felt I should talk to this person who's on their own and I've preferred just to stay with my big group of friends, or whatever it is. And I'm sure we can all relate to Peter in this reading tonight. Leaning on my own strength, I know that I can never fight the urge to remain comfortable by the fire or fight the fear that comes when I feel that I should do something. And maybe you feel like you're in Peter's position. God's called you to do something and you've failed. Or maybe now you think, actually, I was never really called to it at all. And this is where our next point comes in. That we are filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can fulfill our calling. We read today how Jesus was arrested. Jesus would go on to die for his friend Peter, who had just betrayed him. It's amazing love that his best friend had betrayed him and he still went to the cross and died for him. And Jesus died on the cross for every single one of us, so that every failure of the past could be forgiven, and so that we could receive the Holy Spirit. Shortly after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit fell on the disciples. As Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, suddenly Jesus' word about him being the rock of the church became a reality as he preached the first sermon in the history of the church. Thousands became Christians as he preached. Even though Peter had so terribly failed, Jesus' call on his life remained. Peter would go on to be crucified upside down for following Jesus. There seems to be a stark difference in our passage today. Without relying on the Holy Spirit, Peter bottled it. But when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter went all the way to follow Jesus to death. I'm still definitely in a learning process with this, so I almost feel uneasy to give examples of myself, but I find that when I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I know what to do, I know where to go as I follow his promptings, when I rely on him rather than on my own strength. And recently, Jesus' calling on my life to share the gospel has started to become a reality as the Spirit has led me to people to share him with. And this is definitely not me relying on my own strength, because I used to be terrified to talk of strangers. When I was younger, I was quite introverted and I wasn't very comfortable even in social situations with people I knew. So this is definitely not me, but God. However, recently God's been doing some amazing things, and I've seen through me and some of my friends people get healed and touched by God. And I'll just share one story of as I was walking home, I noticed a guy around just before Sheen Park who was wearing a black snapback cap, and I just felt that I should talk to him. And I asked him if he wanted prayer for anything, and he said, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something to do with he was having problems with his family and he had to move abroad or something. Anyway, I prayed for him, and after I prayed for him, I just started to share with him about Jesus, about what Jesus had done for him. And as I was sharing, somebody walked past and went, "Jesus?" and stopped. And I thought, oh no, is this guy angry with me or something? I don't know. And then this guy who stopped started sharing about how Jesus had changed his life. I'd never met this guy before. How he used to be on drugs, and Jesus had saved him from cocaine. And just through praying a prayer to give his life to Jesus, his life had completely changed. Anyway, this man who I was talking to would then give his life to the Lord. So it was amazing. And this is just an example of, it wasn't about me going, oh, I need to talk to someone and oh, I'm going to try really hard. It was just the Holy Spirit showing me. And then his timing, he brought this guy along and yeah. So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus' calling on your life will be fulfilled. And Peter sums this up well in one of his letters, which says, and should we read this out together? His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Then it goes on, through our knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and goodness. Peter got this, that he needed God's power in his life to do everything that he was being called to. He needed the Holy Spirit. So, the lesson of Peter's life, if we could just go to the next slide, is that we must not lean on our own strength, but be filled with the Holy Spirit to fulfill Jesus' calling for our lives. So, you might be wondering, how do I get filled with the Holy Spirit? Jesus says that if we ask the Father, he will give his Holy Spirit to us. And we can do this daily, we can do this every second, we can ask the Holy Spirit to fill us. So, why don't we just finish by doing that, by inviting the Holy Spirit to fill us and pray together. Father, we just claim that promise now. We ask, Father, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus right now. And just before we wait a little longer, there are three people who I felt the Lord might want to minister to tonight. Maybe you haven't started following Jesus and you want to, like Peter, you want to put down your nets, your agenda, and you want to start following him. Or maybe you've never heard Jesus say to you how he sees you, what he's calling you to. And he might want to show you that tonight. Or maybe you feel like you've failed in your calling, and Jesus wants to show you that you're forgiven and that his purpose for you still remains. So why don't we wait a little longer for the Holy Spirit to fill us?